In what would normally be one of the busiest weeks at Missouri's Dickerson Zoo,
and to look around and nobody is here, it's heartbreaking.
Nobody here to see the handful of selfless zookeepers who come every day to make sure the animals get food and critical care.
We're going to get through this. Oh, it's going to end, and we're still going to be here.
It's the same at the Columbus Zoo, where workers now do their jobs completely isolated, no two allowed in the same room.
It means everything to come in and see the team pull together and really put themselves at risk to come in every day.
Keepers at hundreds of zoos and aquariums across the country who say there's no other choice. Even in New York, where the infection rate continues to skyrocket, essential personnel are putting aside their own fears to show up every day at the Bronx Zoo.
They are putting themselves in a bit of a vulnerable position, but they have to because they feel that responsibility to the animals.
And while Americans are being told to socially distance, for many animals, connection is critical. Back in Missouri, the zoo animals now have pen pals.
It says, "Dear alpacas, I love you guys so much." Because
kids writing letters, the staff can read to the animals.
Dear Sloth.
The love not lost because of a little social distance.